that without me dragging you through the negative pressure, which also applies to the evidence, if I were to have your testimony, your testimony would be essentially the same or specified to as the background observation. I have no further questions.
I left one thing out and I apologize. This is an LLC, Gerard Logan Construction LLC. You just, and you can make the proper, the principals are Gerard Logan, I'm guessing. Okay, so I just want that on records for the board that there's no other principals. Okay, thank you. There are any conflicts, right? That's right.
I don't think there are any conflicts for the board members.
Do you have architecturals? Is there any elevations or?
We do have.
What is going to look like?
We do have elevation drawings. We do need to be prepared by one tourist who isn't able to feel it, but.
Should we have these packages or?
You don't have to have, architecturals aren't required.
Is it site plan only?
Yeah, and use variance, but you don't have to have the architectures because you're.
It's the use variance because they're closing the porch.
Because there's two uses, that's two families.
Right, and they're adding to the non-conformity.
Steve?
Aesthetics.
The elevation drawings?
Yeah.
I'll show you that later. I appreciate that.
Mike, we're going to mark that as A4. Architectural plans by Kudoris. Is there a date on them?
Today.
Alrighty.
The date is May 11, 2017.
Thank you.
Do we have a height for you?
You're not giving any height variance, so.
It's simple with this.
An actual, we're going to be.
Yeah.
Two parking spots, because if somebody parks under the tree, you can't get to the mountain.
That would be.
You got to.
Well, it would have to court. Certainly, why? No, it's not.
It's for stacking wise only, which we see all the time with these elevated. Now, they say two cars, but really, they do have to coordinate because they're only allows it when they're stacked, you know, front to back.
Looks nice. It's the same, you know, they're all like. What do you think, John? Basically, we're just looking at the closing the porch.
Is there a question, sure, Mr. Logan? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you just state your name and spell your last name for the.
Last name, L-O-G-A-N.
And you are the principal.
I am.
And there's a question about the elevation drawings, which is more paper.
So if you can kind of, I think the scale here is 1/4 or foot, so take an inch and a half, you know, 6 feet. There's already an existing porch, it's not being shown, so we're going to stack the existing porch that was there, grab that 6 feet. And the same in the front, there was an existing porch that was approximately 6 feet, so we're going to go 6 feet more. So that's where our connection is. And that's the stairs, there's no cover over that, so I don't know if that's.
I really can't see this here.
Do you?
No, this is addition, so this is.
Just say what sheet you're referring to, just so we have it, it's A4, sheet number.
That whole.
A6.
A6, thanks.
Yes, the whole back. This is the entry. See what I mean?
The entry of the car?
To the house.
Oh, I see, so the entry is.
The entry would be the east side of the house facing Normandy.
Okay.
The
this is what you see looking from the window.
So if I go into the cottage, this is what I would approach. And this would be the rear of the house, not the river. And this is the rear of the house also, that's looking right here. Yes.
Are you going to live there, Mr. Lloyd?
I am. It's a complicated story, but I'm a bit of a nomad, I guess, because I live at 522, which is directly across the street. And we originally wanted to purchase this lot from Jim Cousins, but he was the most senior past, he grew up there. So, to make a long story short, the family gave us first right of refusal, so we went there. And so that's our intention, move there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else have any additional questions?
So the mechanical girl will go where it comes to, on the, in the eave sector above?
The attic.
Yeah.
We maintain an attic.
The outdoor condensing. That I need to, I'm thinking I would put not in the rear of the house, the river, maybe at the front of the house where it faced the cottage.
Courtyard.
Not to deal with left and right to impose on the neighbors.
Yeah.
Because you're already restricted to what, you know, when they're side yard.
Yeah.
Do that, you know.
Well, part of the resolution would be that no mechanicals could be located within any setback.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's no further questions. Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement? If not, the public portion is now closed. Any further discussion from the board or questions or a motion?
Well, I'm concerned about the ability to get the parking when the staircase is through and there's a pier that supports in the front. They do show a concrete walkway, so maybe if you put a addition in there carrying the access for parking from Normandy to your property is not blocked by any, you know,
access to the parking to the main home.
To the main home from Normandy to the rear of the second building. I mean, that's not obstructed by walkways, landscaping.
My intention really for the courtyard is to do it. An impervious picker. It's almost looks like a waffle or a grid mm-hmm. where water would drain and not have, you know, concrete have runoff. Just that very perfect.
Mm-hmm. You're not obstructed by anything because you'll never think of all these.
Right. I'll just say be unobstructed to the rear of the main building from Normandy.
To allow to park where there are people.
Right. Anyone else? Motion? Can we have a roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Julio?
Yes.
Schwartz? Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
Steve, did you pass up the plans?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm going to keep our extra set.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
You don't
want to
store
it. No.
Where's Anthony at tonight?
Thank you.
So where's Anthony at? We need to change him there.
Hey, John, would you grab those plans and see if I'm going to
come up? Where, obviously.
I am.
Thank you very much.
Can you abandon me? I just want to make sure we're in
there. Oh, plans, before you go.
Is there any other business before the board this evening? Is there anyone in the public that has anything for the board this evening? Thanks for coming in. If not, public portion is now closed. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.
In which
section? Not really. Whatever you don't want to bring, just leave and all.